Shishi, Vayehi Boisahi, and it was in those days. Vayomer Avimelech Ufichoel Sar Tzvoi El Avram Lemor. And Avimelech and Fichoel, his general, said to Avram, saying, Elohim Imcha Bichoel Asher Ata Oise, Hashem is with you in everything that you are doing. We see many miracles that happened to you. You were able to escape from the neighborhood of Sodom in peace. You were also victorious against four mighty kings. And also you were Nifkida, you were remembered, and you had a child in your old age. You are somebody that miracles happen to you. Therefore, we want to make a treaty with you. Viata now, Hishavali Velokim Hena, swear to me here by Hashem, in Tishkarli, that you will not deal falsely with me, Ulanini, and not with my son, Ulanechti, and not with my grandson. The reason why Avimelech only went down two generations is because a grandfather has Rachmanis on his grandson, but once you go to his great-grandchildren, the Rachmanis is not as great. Kachesed asher asisi imcha, like the kindness that I did with you, that I let you stay in my land. Tase imodi v'maros asher gartavo, do with me and with the land that you lived in her. Vayomer Avram anoichi ishaveya, and Avram said, I will swear. Vayichiach Avram es Avimelech, and Avram disputed with Avimelech al oidos be'er hamayim, concerning the well of water, asher gozalu avde Avimelech, which the servant of Avimelech stole from Avram. Vayomer Avimelech, and Avimelech said, lo yadati mi osa es hadavar hazeh, I do not know who did this. V'gam ato lo higadata li, and you also never told me about this. V'gam anoichi lo shamati bilti hayom, and also I never heard about it before today. What is the triple lashon in this pasuk? Lo yadati, v'gam ato lo higadata li, v'gam anoichi lo shamati. Some mefarshim learn that the pshat in the pasuk is lo yadati mi oso es hadavar hazeh. Sometimes a person can find out about certain things by himself. Avimelech said, lo yadati mi oso es hadavar hazeh. I do not know on my own who did this. V'gam ato lo higadata li, and also you, Avram, never told me anything about it. And even though you might not have been close by to tell me about this story, you could have sent a shliach. V'gam anoichi lo shamati bilti hayoim, I did not hear about this through a shliach either. Those are the three things. Lo yadati, I did not hear about it myself. You did not tell me about it, and you did not send a shliach. The Al-Sheikh learns a different pshat. Lo yadati mi osa es hadavar hazeh, Avimelech says himself that he did not know about this. V'gam ato lo yigadata li. Now he turns to Fichoel, his general, and says, you Fichoel, you never told me about this. You are my general. You are supposed to know about what goes on in my country, and you did not tell me about this. V'gam anoichi lo shamati bilti hayoim. Now Fichoel says, I never heard about it either. So it was Avimelech saying that he did not hear about it. Then he turns to Fichoel and says, you did not tell me about it. And Fichoel answers, I never heard about it either. Vayikach Avram tzoynu vokor, and Avram took sheep and cattle. Vayitein l'Avimelech, and he gave it to Avimelech. Vayichrasu shenehem bris, and they both entered into a covenant of peace. Vayatev Avram eshevet kivsei tzoyn levadehen, and Avram then took seven sheep and set them aside. Vayomer Avimelech al Avram, and Avimelech said to Avram, Mo heino sheva kvoseis va'ela asher itzavto levadono, what are these seven sheep that you set aside by themselves? Vayomer, and Avram said, Ki es sheva kvosois, because these seven sheep, tikach miyodi, you shall take from my hand, bavur tieli le'eda, in order that they should be for me for a testimony, ki chavarti es ha-be'er azois, that I dug this well. Avram had a dispute with the servants of Avimelech concerning the Be'er. The servants of Avimelech said that this Be'er belonged to them, and Avram said it belonged to him. So Avram said, the one that the water will rise to, that will prove that the Be'er belongs to him. And sure enough, the water rose towards Avram, and that was a proof that it was his Be'er. And therefore, Avram gave seven sheep to Avimelech as proof in the future that this was his Be'er. And l'chor, we have to understand, how will it be a proof by giving seven sheep to Avimelech that this Be'er belonged to Avram? Some mefarshim learn, because since the water rose towards Avram, and his sheep drank from this water, the sheep were witnesses, and they saw that the water rose toward Avram. Therefore, Avram was giving the witnesses to Avimelech. And when Avimelech in the future will look at these sheep, he will always be reminded about the nace that happened with the water, and will know that this Be'er really belongs to Avram. It is said over a terrace in the name of the Belzer Rebbe that these sheep drank from the Be'er when the sheep belonged to Avram. But then when Avram gave these sheep to Avimelech, they refused to drink from the Be'er. And this was a proof that while they were the possession of Avram, they drank from the Be'er, since the Be'er was also Avram's possession. But once they became the possession of Avimelech, they would not drink from the well that belonged to Avram. And that was the proof that the well was Be'eroi shel Avram. And the pasuk continues, Al kein kara l'amokim ahu Be'er Shova. That's why this place was called Be'er Shova. The well where an oath took place. Kisham nishba ushneyem, because over there, they both took oath. Vayichrasu baris be'er shava, and they entered into a covenant in Be'er Shava. Vayokam Avimelech u'fichol satzavoy, and Avimelech and Fichol, his general, went, vayashuvu el eretz Pelishtim, and returned to the land of Pelishtim. Why does the pasuk say that they returned to the land of Pelishtim? Didn't Avram also live in the land of Pelishtim? So why are they returning to the land of Pelishtim? Sephorna learns that Avram did taka live in the land of Pelishtim, but he took his sheep out of the land of Pelishtim to graze them. And now Avimelech and Fichol came to visit Avram outside the city. And that's why the pasuk says that now when they were leaving, they had to return El Eretz Pelishtim. Ramban learns that even now Avram was in the land of Pelishtim. What does it mean, Vayashuvu El Eretz Pelishtim? Because there are two parts to the land of Pelishtim. There is the part where the king lives, and there is the part where all the rest of the people live. Vayashuvu Eretz Pelishtim means that they went and returned to the king's section of the land of Pelishtim, the Medinas HaMelech. Vayita Eshel Be'er Shava, and Avram planted an Eshel Be'er Shava. There is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel what Eshel means. According to one, it means an orchard, and Avram planted an orchard in Be'er Shava. According to the other, it means that he built an inn in Be'er Shava. And whether you learn he planted an orchard or he built an inn, he gave fruit from this orchard to the guests, and he gave fruit in this inn to all the guests. Vayikra Sham, and he called over there, he proclaimed, B'shem Hashem Kel Olam, in the name of Hashem, who is the God of the universe. He told his guests, who do you think is giving you food? The food is not from me, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bench the one who created the world, bench the one who is the God of the universe, and who is giving you food. Vayogar Avram Be'eretz Pelishtim, and Avram lived in the land of Pelishtim, Yamim Rabim, for many years. And Rashi explains that Yomim Rabim means 26 years, because Avram lived in the land of Chevron for 25 years. And if the pasuk is telling us that he lived many years in the land of Pelishtim, it must mean more than the amount that he lived in Chevron. Since Chevron was 25, this must be 26. Zot Rashi inside pasuk Chav Beis, Elokim Imcha, Avimelech said that Hashem is with you in everything that you are doing. Lefisherou, because they saw sheyotza mishchuna sedoim l'shalom, he escaped from the neighborhood of Sedoim in peace. If Rashi is speaking about Avram, that Avram was able to escape Chevron, which was near Sedoim, why was that such a great nes? The whole city of Chevron, everybody in Chevron escaped l'shalom in peace. Why would that be considered such a great nes? Shari Aharon learns that Rashi is referring to Lot, that Lot escaped the Shechuna Sedoim L'Sholem. And this is what Avimelech was saying. Lot was saved in your Schus. That was the Nes that we see. We see that because of your merit, your nephew Lot was saved and escaped Shechuna Sedoim L'Sholem. Ve'im ha'malochem nilcham v'naflu b'yodoi. And Avram fought with four mighty kings, and he was victorious. V'nifkida ishtoi l'zkunov. And also, he had a child in his old age. So therefore, let us make a treaty, not only to me, but lenidi ulenachti, to my son and with my grandson. Ad kan rachamei ha'av ala ben. Up to this generation is there mercy from father to son. But once you reach the generation of great-grandchildren, the mercy is not as great. And therefore, Avimelech did not make a treaty so far. Kacheser asher asisi imchotase imodi. Like the kindness that I did with you, you shall return to me. Shamayti lecho, hini arsi lefanecho. The chesed that I did was that I told you you can stay in my land. V'hoichiach Avram es Avimelech. So Rashi nisvakeach imayakach. He argued with Avimelech concerning the be'er that his servant stole. And he gave Avimelech 7 sheep, and he said, Bavur tieli zois. This should be for me, le'eda, for a testimony. Loshen edus shal lekeva. When you speak in a language of Nekeva, you can say Eda, which means testimony. Kimoi, the Eda ha-Matseva. And the Matseva will be an Eda. Since Matseva is a Lashon Nekeva, the word Eda is also a Lashon Nekeva. Ki chafarti is ha-Be'er, that I dug this well. Meriv ha-Hoyu aleho, Roy Avimelech. The shepherds of Avimelech were fighting with Avram concerning this Be'er. Va'omrim, and they said, Anachnu chafarnuha, we dug it. Amru b'neihem, they made up between them. Call me, sheyisro al be'er. Anyone who will appear by the be'er, v'yalu hamayim l'krosoi, and the water will rise towards him. Shelayhu, this will prove that the be'er belongs to him. V'olu l'kras Avram, and the waters rose towards Avram. Eshel, Rav Shmuel, it is a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel what Eshel means. Chad omar pardes, one says it means an orchard. Lahavi mimenu peres la'orchim, in order to give fruits for the guests, besuda, by the meals. Vechad omar pundik lachsanya, and the other one says it means an inn for guests. Ubay kol mine peres, and in the inn there were many fruits. Umatzinu lashanetia by holim. Rashi is bothered. Bishlam, if you learn it means a orchard. Vayita, Eshel, he planted an orchard. But if it means an inn, how does the Lashon Vayita pass in the Pasuk? How do you plant an inn? Therefore Rashi says, Umatzinu Lashon Netia Bayholim. We do find a language of planting concerning tents and houses. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Daniel, Vayita Ohole Apadnot. And he planted the tents of his palace. So we see, by a palace and by tents, a language of Vayita also fits in. Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Oilom. Through this Eshel, the name of Hashem was called Eloika L'chol Olam, the God of the Universe. After they ate and they drank, Avram said to them, why don't you bless the one who fed you? Svurim atem shemeshili achaltem. Do you think you ate my food? Mishal Misha Amar v'hoya ha'olam achaltem. You ate the food of the one who said, let the world exist. Therefore you have to bench Hashem. And Avram lived the Be'eretz Pelishtim Yomim Rabim. Zagrashi Merubim al Shal Chevroin. More years than he lived in Chevroin. Bechevroin also Chof Heishono. In Chevroin he lived 25 years. Vikan Chovov. And here in Eretz Pelishtim 26. Sharei ben Heishono Hoya Betzeisim Michoran. Because Avram was 75 when he left Choron and he came into Eretz Yisrael. In that year, he settled in the plains of Mamre in Hebron, because we do not find before that that he settled only over there, because all the other places he was only like a guest. He camped and traveled and went further. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Vayavar Avram passed through the land and he went to Shechem. Vayatek Misham, he moved his tent between Basel and Ai. Vayirov Oretz, there was a hunger in the land. He went down to Mitzrayim. Vayerit Avram Mitzrayim. Uva Mitzrayim Os El Shlosha Chadoshim. And in Mitzrayim he was only for 3 months. Shari Sholcha Pari, because Pari sent him away. Miad, right after that, Vayelech Lamasov, he went back in the same route in which he went down to Mitzrayim. Ad until he finally found his final resting place in Eloni Mamre in Chevron. Shom Yoshav ad Shenep Chasidoyim. Over there he stayed for 25 years until Sidoyim was destroyed. Miad Vayisa Misham Avram. Right away after that, after Sidoyim was destroyed, Avram traveled from there, Mipnei Busha Shaloit, because of the embarrassment that Loit caused him when he was Mezana with his daughters, Uval La'eretz Pelishtim, and he stayed in the land of Pelishtim for 26 years. Uven Tzadik Tesh Shana Hoya, he was 99 years old when he left Chevron. Sheharei Bishlishi L'milosoi Bo Etzloi Hamalochim, because on the third day of his Mila, the Malochim came to him. Harei Chofei Shana. So it comes out that he was 25 years in Chevron. From the age of 75 until the age of 99 when he left, which is 25 years. V'kan k'siv yomim rabim. And over here the Pasuk says that he was in the land of Pelishtim for many years. Merubim al harishonim, which means more than the first place where he stayed. More than the years he was in Chevron. V'le'abo ha'kosov listoim. The Pasuk is not coming to be vague. Ela lefarish, only to be more specific. If he stayed in the land of Pelishtim 2 or more years more than Chevron, the Pasuk would have said that. It must be Einam Yiserim Yosem Yishana. He was not there for more than 1 year, more than Chevron. Harechovav Shana. It comes out that he was in the land of Plishtim for 26 years. Miad Yotzem Yisham. Right after that, he left there Bechozar LeChevron and he went back to Chevron. Vaosa Shana. And that year, Kadma Lefnei Akidasi Shal Yitzchak, it was before the Akedah of Yitzchak, Yud Bei Shanim, 12 years. Kach Shnuya B'Seder Olam. So is taught in Seder Olam. In short, Rashi is saying that Avram was in Hebron for 25 years because he entered Eretz Yisrael at the age of 75 and he left Hebron at the age of 99 because Avram was exactly 99 by his Bris Milah. On the third day of his Bris Milah, the Malachim came to visit him. And on that night, they went to destroy Sodom. Right after they destroyed Sodom, Avram left Hebron. So we see he left Hebron when he was 99. So, from 75 to 99 is 25 years. And now the Pasuk is saying that he was in the land of Plishtim more than in the land of Hebron, which means 1 year more. If he was 25 years in the land of Hebron, he was 26 years in the land of Plishtim. And since from the age of 99 to 125 he was in the land of Plishtim, and at the age of 125 he went back to Hebron, that was 12 years before the Akedah, because we know Yitzchak was 37 by the Akedah, which makes Avram 137. So since he went back to Hebron at the age of 125 and the Akedah was at the age of 137, it was 12 years before the Akedah.